This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the Winter Stock himself, bringing the show to you live from Tubati Crossing Mall. I did mention that if you're around the area, please do come through, man. Vodacom is doing the most with the V-Up Extra Summer, right? They're giving away amazing prizes. So come through. We are right here by entrance one, and you stand a chance to win a 5,000 Rand. But as we know, on a Friday, you know, it's time to wrap things up on the Adventure Motoring Experience right here on the Capricorn Adventure. Our resident motoring journalist, Pashowin Naidu, is back in the driver's seat as always with a seriously exciting lineup. He's kicking things off with the Toyota Corolla Cross E HEV, a hybrid that's spacious, smart, and impressively, you know, fuel efficient. Pashowin will be spending the month of December living with it, right? So we'll be getting some real world insights straight from behind the wheel. Then we catch up with him on his long-term Volvo EX30 as he shares his final impressions and officially bids farewell to Volvo's compact electric SUV. As always, he'll wrap things up with his motoring tip of the week and a smooth feel-good jam to set the tone for the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashowin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself and to the listeners out there.
No, we're so blessed. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show, Pashowin. Always appreciate it, yeah?
Thank you so much. It was a blessing.
So I'm really excited about, you know, the Corolla Cross HEV. So what's it like in the metal?
So in the metal, the Corolla Cross HEV feels solid and, well, both actually very much aligned with Toyota's reputation of durability. There's some type of cladding. You'll also notice they've gone for this already out there kind of color scheme. It's in yellow. And some like it, some hate it. So my taste in it definitely is standing out, so to say. And this hybrid version, it's clean design, modern. And it looks like a proper family SUV rather than a, you know, a science experiment, which I think will appeal to buyers who want efficiency without standing up too much, really.
Yeah. So let's speak about, you know, the interior. Interior-wise, how does it feel inside the Cross?
Practical, well thought out. The cabin layout is simple, user-friendly with a good build quality to it. There's comfortable leather seats. There's a generous space in the back for passengers, and the boot is more than adequate for family duties, shopping runs, or even weekend escapes. It's not flashy, but everything works exactly as it should, which is very much Toyota.
All right, now let's talk about the drivability. I mean, I heard you mentioning that it is, you know, feels good in terms of the family kind of feel. What did you get up to behind the wheel of this fuel-efficient steed?
So the Corolla Cross, I think it borderlines on more so fuel efficiency. So I yielded actually 4.5 liters per 100 kilometers in my week of driving, which is really impressive. It has a 1.8-liter petrol motor with a hybrid system, so you're not really going to be fast and furious. So it's enough power for the everyday moving around in urban settings and highway commute. But I thought, real world-wise, I think it borderlines in just conservative driving. And driving that, yeah, it just ticks the box from that point of view. And I think that's why I like it. And I'm enjoying it a lot more because these days, I mean, cars and fuel and all the stuff, especially in December, it's nice to have a car that's economical. So I think that's where it really shines out of all. Performance-wise, it's okay, adequate, enough.
All right, so since we touched on that, now let's speak about its rivals. How does it stack against its competitors?
So the rivals, well, as it goes head-to-head with the Tiggo, the Cherry Tiggo Cross Hybrid, which I'm not really a big fan of, per se. I think it's a lot more expensive than the Corolla Cross. Then you have other likes like the Suzuki Grand Vitara, which I had last year. And actually, driving the Corolla Cross, it's like chalk and cheese. Honestly, the Corolla Cross really is much, much more better than that. And then you have the VW T-Cross, which is nice, but expensive. And I think the Corolla Cross would be my pick. And it just, yeah, stands out with efficiency, and that reliability from Toyota is what keeps me actually happy with this car.
But the big question now, Preshawin, is the pricing. Is it positioned competitively?
Yes. So I know these days everything is expensive. So pricing starts at just under 500,000 Rand for the hybrid range, climbing to the mid 550,000, depending on specification. So yes, it's more expensive than the petrol versions, but the premium is balanced by, I would say, fuel savings, strong resale value, and just the comprehensive standard amount of safety features that you get. So I think that's where it shines. It's not the most like standout kind of car, but you're getting solid. So that's, I think that's where Toyota takes the cake from you.
No, most definitely. And before we wrap up, Preshawin, I mean, your final thoughts on the Volvo EX30. Does it, you know, is the future truly electric?
I think it is. I think not now for South Africa. I think we're way behind the time. But I think we've been in for a while to the Volvo EX30 was a bit of cheap because I really liked it. I grew to like it. It was very, you know, quick, stylish, tactile technology, and it just, it felt very much like a Volvo when it comes to safety and design. While obviously charging infrastructure and affordability remain challenges, I think the EX30 just shows how far electric cars have come, actually. And for many buyers, the future may not be fully electric just yet, but cars like this car, the EX30, proves that we definitely have a lot more choices out there, and only some of them really. So I'm going to end off. Yeah, I think that's my first.
I think that is pretty sad for me on my end, because it means that less of Vorpaz are going to be on the road, because we're heading all the way to electric, and all cars might be, or most buyers might be heading to the direction of electric. But I guess that's a story for another day between you and I, Preshawin. Before we let you go, please do share your motoring tip of the week, and of course, get us in the Friday mood with your hot jam.
All right, thank you so much, Kimbash. So before heading out on a long drive, especially during busy traffic periods like this weekend, check your tire pressures, including the spare. Correct tire pressure improves fuel efficiency, handling, and overall safety. You're going to end up by Sierra, how we roll.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Preshawin. Catch you again next week, a Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, Kimbash. Have a blessed one, and to the listeners out there, cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.